Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, book friends, and welcome to Book Buzz, the show all about books with me, Susanna Greenberg of Susanna Greenberg Public Relations. And today we have as our guest Shoshana Evers. Today Shoshana will discuss cover design for self-publishing authors. Shoshana Evers is a New York Times and USA Today best-selling author and the co-founder of selfpubbookcovers.com. Welcome, Shoshana. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, delighted. So just a brief description of Self-Pub Covers. It features over 15,000 one-of-a-kind professionally designed covers, many only $69. Authors find a cover and customize it themselves on the site, and then the cover is never sold again. And artists post a cover and name their price. And that's all found at selfpubbookcovers.com. So, Shoshana, please tell us a little bit. How did selfpubbookcovers.com come into being?
Well, I started publishing in 2010 traditionally. And then in 2011, I started self-publishing. So now I consider myself a hybrid author. I do both New York and indie publishing. And the more I was self-publishing, the more I realized that there was a big gaping hole in the market. Whenever I was ready for my book cover, usually I would finish the book. I wanted the book cover, and I wanted to put the book up right away. There's not that lag time there is in New York where you finish a book and, you know, 9 months later it comes out. You know, you can finish a book and it can be online that day if you're ready to start making money. But, with, you know, you need a good cover. And my cover artist, who is my designer, is Rob Sturtz, who is my co-founder at selfpubbookcovers.com. He's been a graphic design artist for over 30 years. You know, he was expensive, and he took a long time. There sometimes was a waiting period before I could get my cover. And I just wished that I could go online, kind of like how you go and look through stock photos and you find a stock photo that you like, but and then you could put your text on it. A lot of people do that. The problem is with stock photos is you're going to have clone covers because people, someone else is going to see that same stock cover, it's one image, and they're going to go, oh, I want that. I'm going to put my name on it. Even New York houses, the big five, you know, Simon & Schuster and Random Penguin House and all of those, they sometimes use these one images that are not exclusive, and then you see other books that have the same image, and I didn't want that. So I came to Rob with this idea, you know, if we had one-of-a-kind covers where if they're going to use stock images, they have to use at least two of them put together so that each cover is different, and then to be able to customize it instantly, where instantly you can kind of like on Vistaprint or any of those, you know, making a holiday card programs where you can type in your information and it goes on to the design, and then you can have it instantly. But the difference is that we needed to create programming where each image, each color, each custom design, each cover was different. And not a template, and that was key. It could not be a template. It had to be the final design. And that didn't exist. We had to create that programming. It took about a year in production to make it happen. And we launched in February 2013. It's been growing like crazy ever since.
That's fantastic. So from hearing what you say, it really speaks directly to your, it comes out of directly out of your experience as an author. And then you combine that with your experienced designer, and some key features are that you get an original and not a template, and that it's fast, just like self-publishing itself. It's not a slow process. So that sounds great. Are there any other websites doing what you're doing or like selfpubbookcovers.com?
There aren't, which is, I honestly thought that by now, you know, now is, you know, summer of 2015, we've been here for 3.5 years, launched, and I really thought by now we'd have a major competitor. even though we were the first to come out, and it actually hasn't happened. And I, you know, sometimes we'll see websites that have pre-made covers, but they're not like us, because A, you can't go in and customize it yourself. You have to go to the artist and have them, you know, go back and forth with the artist to have them do the text the way you want it. Instead of, you know, on our site, you can play with the text yourself. We make it really easy right on the site to do it. And then with, you know, the other pre-made cover sites that we look at, they may have beautiful covers, but the covers may use one stock image, and we don't allow that on our site. We do. If you see one image on our site, it's because it's an exclusive photograph that's not going to be sold again, which is pretty incredible for the prices, especially.
Yeah.
So
in short, there is no other site doing exactly what you're doing. That's kind of amazing.
Right.
You're an original service.
Thank you.
Maybe some similarities, but no one doing exactly what you're doing.
Right. And even if they're doing, if they're trying to put out pre-made covers, most sites that have pre-made covers, the most I think I've seen was like a few hundred thousand. We have at this point 15,000 covers, and that's not counting, you know, the thousands of covers that we've sold and the thousands that we've rejected, because we don't take every cover. We vet every single cover for quality and legality and all sorts of things, but we vet every cover. It goes past Rob Zies, our creative director.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a huge resource that you offer. Now, we've heard some of how this benefits the authors, but how is this site beneficial to the book cover artists?
Well, the artists are loving us, which is awesome. They've been, you know, we've created a new revenue stream for them. And we even have some artists who do this as their full-time job, where, you know, every day they send us a few more covers and every day they're selling a few covers. And it works out wonderfully. What we do is we bring the indie authors to the artists. So if someone is an unknown cover designer or a new cover designer, they do not have a platform, they don't know anybody in the industry, let's say, what they can do is they can come to us and put onto our website, where we have such huge hourly traffic and daily traffic to our site from these authors, and be seen. Their book covers get put, you know, they can categorize them by genre, by keyword, and if an author is looking for a cover like the one that the artist made, they're going to find it and they're going to buy it, and they're not going to care as much that maybe they don't know that particular artist, they haven't worked with them before, because they know us and they know our reputation. And so it's one of those things where we pay for the advertising. We spend a lot of money every day on advertising and then getting the word out to help spread the word about these artists' incredible, incredible covers. We have hundreds of artists working with us and more coming on all the time. So we've stopped even advertising for artists, because we don't need to. We've stopped putting out feelers saying, are you an artist? Do you want to come work with us? Because we don't need to anymore. They're just coming, which is amazing. Of course, we're still, you know, putting out there for the authors, like, you know, check out what these artists have done.
Right.
But it's...
But you've created
really
a marketplace for artists and authors to meet, and for artists to showcase their work, and they can benefit from your marketing. So that's a gift to the artists' market as well as the authors. And what
I
are the main benefits for authors of... Oh, I'm sorry, go on.
Oh, I said thank you. That's what we wanted.
Oh, good. Well, I think it sounds like you've done it. And I was just, you know, moving on to, you know, we've spoken of the benefits to the artists, but what are the benefits, some of the primary benefits for the authors of going to selfpubbookcovers.com? How does it help them with their book publication?
Well, the best thing about for an author coming to us is, you know, they can go from having nothing or having a book, let's say they already have a book out and the cover is not driving sales. And the way you can tell if your cover is not driving sales is, how are your sales? If they're not good, maybe your cover is not good. And that is a possibility. and it's something for people to look at. One of the things that you can do is you can go on selfpubbookcovers.com. You can search for in your genre. You know, I write romance. So whenever I go on, I'm looking at the romance books, the book covers, the erotica covers. And then within 15 minutes, you can have a new cover. 15 minutes, you put not even. I mean, you do a little searching. That's what takes the most of time, is finding the cover you want the best. And then putting your title in, your author name, you know, your little tagline or your bestseller tag, and boom, download it. You get the high res, you get the low res. Those terms mean you can have something for good for web optimization, and you have something that's good for print if you want to put it on bookmarks. If you want to have a print book with a back cover spine, you can make one of those either through us.
So Michelle, this is good for print books and ebooks, both.
Yes, yes. Because we give you two files. We give you the 300 DPI file, which is good for, that's the high resolution, good for printing. If you want to use it for swag, author swag, if you want to use it for a print book cover. We have enough leeway on the size of the cover that you can trim it down to all of the major sizes for trim sizes and have it still, you know, look good and have it keep all the major visuals on the inside. We have the low res, which you can use on your website, you can put it on Twitter. That's a 72 DPI file. And literally you press the download button, you get it onto your computer, and you're ready to go with it. And if you change your mind about how your title or how you put your text, you can go in and change it as many times as you want. You don't have to pay somebody to tweak things for you. You can just easily do it yourself.
So you can update it without having to contact the artist personally, is that right?
That's right, absolutely. Everything can be done through the site. Everything can be done, you know, 24/7, which is really nice. You know, for me, I write at night. I work at night after my son goes to bed. Sometimes I'm up till 3 a.m., and that's when I want to get things done. And you can't really contact an artist at 3 a.m. and say, you know, I've been looking at my covers and
no,
I think I need to rebrand how I put my name, you know? But you
probably
can do that. I
appreciate that.
Right.
Another benefit for cover artists, they will not get calls from authors at 3 a.m.
Right.
That's marvelous, though. And so just to recap, there's so many uses to the art that you get. It's for print book, it's for ebook, it's for swag, and it's for social media, if I understand you correctly, as well. So
right,
there's many benefits to the art that you get. And also to reemphasize that, you know, this is important to book sales. You know, people who go into self-publishing, of course, sales is important. And this, it's definitely a key factor in the marketing and selling of a book. You have to have a good professional artistic cover.
Absolutely. That's the problem. I'm sorry. I was going to say that's, you know, there's so many great, great indie books out there, but people aren't going to know that it's a great book if they don't get to the book. And the only way they're going to get to it is if they click on the cover. And that's why, you know, the idea of don't judge a book by its cover, that's not true when it comes to actual books. People do judge the book by its cover. And if you don't have a really great cover, they're not going to click on it. And then you need them to click so they can get to the book page and they can read your blurb. And if your blurb is good, you know, they might download the sample pages. And then that's when your book has to speak for itself. You know, the book has to be good. Ultimately, it's all about the book. But you don't get people, you don't get readers to the book to even know if it's good without a good cover.
Okay, well, I think we're just about at the end of our time, so I think that's a good note to end on, that the getting people to read your book and getting them to your book is critical to get your readers. Of course, you have to have a good book, but the cover counts. You need to get them in the door, and selfpubbookcovers.com can help you do that. And Shoshana Evers is a New York Times bestselling author, certainly knows what she's talking about. And her books, by the way, are available on her website, ShoshanaEvers.com. And thank you again. And just to repeat, the service is called SelfPubBookCovers.com, and that is the website name. They're also on Facebook at SelfPubBookCovers. And thank you again, Shoshana. And
thank you
that
very
concludes
much for
our show.
Me.
You're so welcome. And thank you again. Thank you, friends, and go to selfpublicovers.com and get your cover. Thank you so much.